and one name that they hear quite often on our program is Graham Motion, because he always seems to be in the spotlight in these big races. He is again today in the Grade 2 McDermott with his champion main sequence, looking to remain undefeated in the United States, capping off that 4-for-4 campaign in 2014. Graham, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, and looking forward to this afternoon and getting the champ back in action. What have these past few months been like for him?
Yeah, I mean, really, everything's gone relatively smoothly. We gave him about 4 weeks off after the Breeders' Cup once he got back to Fair Hill. Started picking things up in December. He did have an easy work at Fair Hill the day before Christmas, before he left to come down to Palm Meadows. And then, you know, he's kind of worked routinely down here since he's been here. So I've been pleased with how things have gone.
Has this always been the goal to get him started here in 2015, Graham, this spot this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, this seemed like the very logical spot. You know, we'd like to take him to Dubai for the Shima Classic, and we're kind of on the same schedule that we had with Animal Kingdom. As it was, Animal Kingdom ran in the Gulfstream Handicap, which was, you know, 2 weeks before. But the timing is still good for this race. It still gives him 5 weeks if things go well today.
That 7-furlong work on February the 9th, 123 and 4, that really caught my eye. That looked like a pretty special work. Was it good?
It was. I mean, it's a little bit deceptive here because, you know, we were working on the rail on the turf course up at Palm Meadows, whereas some of the horses were working around the cones. They allow stakes horses to work on the rail. But it was, you know, by any standards, it was a very good work, and I've been very pleased with how he's done things down here.
Graham, what made him so good last year? He comes to your barn, goes 4-for-4 here in the United States, caps it off with that win in the Breeders' Cup turf. What was it that made him so special?
You know, I'm not sure I can answer that, but what I will say is that, you know, when he was a three-year-old in England, David had really high hopes for him. Obviously, he was second in the English Derby to Camelot, and that takes a pretty serious horse to do something like that. For whatever reason, he lost his way a little bit as a four-year-old, and kudos to David for suggesting to bring him over here. I think what's possibly helped him is the way our races are run. There's a little more pace normally, and I think that's really helped him, and, you know, perhaps just a different style of training. You know, over there every day, they have a fairly rigorous training schedule. They gallop uphill, you know, whereas here we're training on the flat, on the racetrack, and I think that's something that possibly has helped him.
One of the things that I enjoyed with his comeback is the fact that you were sending out pictures and tweets about his progress along the way, and it was really a lot of fun this winter to follow him along. He's such a captivating horse, and I'm sure the fans really appreciate that interaction.
I hope so. I mean, that's why I do it. I did it with Animal Kingdom. I think it got a lot of attention for him, and it's something that, you know, I think we have Twitter as a tool to do things like that in horse racing. It works really well, and I put it out there because I think people enjoy it. It's not for self-promotion or anything like that. It's more just for people to see what the horse is doing and how he's doing, and just so people can be part of it, I think.
Talking with trainer Graham Motion here on the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Graham, one sidebar story to the main sequence comeback today is the fact that you'll get to give a leg up to jockey Rajiv Marah again. And Rajiv is a guy that was with main sequence for his first three wins. He was injured before the Breeders' Cup turf. I know how difficult that was on him, not being able to be aboard. Talk about that and having Rajiv back as part of the team.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would be extremely happy to have either Johnny or Rajiv on the horse. They're both terrific riders, but it was never really a question to me, and I think Johnny would be on the same page. You know, it was really unfortunate what happened to Rajiv. Within half an hour of winning the Grade 1 at Belmont, he was on his way to a hospital with a, you know, very badly broken arm. I didn't think it was fair to penalize Rajiv for that. He had a great rapport with his horse, and I think he was a big part of what got us to where we were with him. I was extremely lucky that Johnny was available to step in for him on Breeders' Cup Day, and he did a remarkable job. But it was never a question to me, and it was very much like Wise Dan with Jose Lescano and Johnny. I think Johnny stepped in a couple of times for Johnny in a similar way that Johnny did for Rajiv. So that's how it works in our game. And, you know, I always felt this was Rajiv's mount.
Well, Graham, I want to wish you all the best today with Main Sequence and Rajiv as well. And let's see if we can't get it done in the McDermott and then head on to Dubai. So looking forward to seeing him this afternoon and you as well when you get back over here. So we'll talk to you here soon and all the best. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, it's exciting to have him back. Thanks, Mike.